1994, the World Population Summit in Cairo, Egypt, had 160 nations participate, where they all agreed that the human population was out of control and must be stopped because the world is running out of resources. An agreement was formed that would mandate the reduction of humans from 6 billion to 800 million by the year 2030. This meant finding a method or methods to wipe out nearly 95% of the population. Solutions were discovered, investigated, tested, then created, and have been in full force since. The procedures have been inflicted onto the human race are as follows. 1. Toxic levels of chemically enhanced fluoride have been secretly added to our drinking water over the last 20 years in every city and community on the planet. I personally oversaw the delivery of fluoride barrels to Denver, Chicago, Tampa, and Minneapolis water departments. The adverse effects of fluoride poisoning to the human body are numerous and debilitating. The effects to children is damage to their neurological development, among other serious ailments. 2. Man-made viruses and diseases. The AIDS virus, which was a design and byproduct of the American Disease Institute, was distributed through vaccines to the public in 1980. Instituted as a preliminary population control tactic, the results were successful and led to more lab-produced viruses that have since been unleashed onto the public. Among those is the development of a mutated version of the common flu to replicate the 1918 influenza pandemic that killed 40 million people. The first strain of this new flu virus will be released to the public in late 2017. So if we see a flu outbreak in the late 2017 or early 2018 that's killing people, we'll know this is true.
Right.
3. Killing us from the air with neurotoxins, barium chloride, cancer microbes, and viruses by way of chemtrails. Released into the skies daily over all inhabited regions by military aircrafts. The effects of these toxins are severe and over time lethal, causing respiratory ailments, cancer, damage to the immune systems, and sterilization in men. Since the chemtrail plan was implemented, sperm count in men has dropped nearly 50%. If this isn't reversed soon, the human race will face early extinction. Now the grand finale. This is some scary shit. In March 1997, an event known as the Phoenix Lights became the most infamous UFO sighting in history. A mile-wide vessel, clearly not man-made, flew slowly and silently over the state of Arizona and was witnessed by 10,000 people, including the governor of Arizona. To date, there has been no reasonable explanation. But for every witness interviewed, the craft was as real as anything they'd ever seen. Their lives were transformed. They now believe that we truly are not alone. However, there is another truth, for I know what they really saw. 1986, while stationed at an underground installation near Boulder, Colorado, I was introduced to Project Skybeam by Lieutenant General Andrew Garris. I was then led down a corridor and into a large hangar where a stealth bomber hovered only 20 feet above me. I stood there confused, and Garris looked over at me and smiled, then asked if I was certain of what I was seeing. I replied, of course. What else could it be? I was then shocked to find out that this wasn't a real craft. It was a projected hologram. Since the early 1950s, scientists had been developing holographic technology, and over the years improved it to a state that we can only imagine. As I stood there staring at the bomber, which looked so absolutely real and solid that I could reach up and touch it, I contemplated the possibilities. What if this projection was 1,000 feet up in the sky? How would anyone know that that was an illusion? The Phoenix Lights craft, witnessed by 10,000 people, was the first grand-scale skybeam test upon the public. It succeeded beyond expectations. In October 1938, Orson Welles unleashed his War of the Worlds radio broadcast to the American public. It was so realistically portrayed Vast portions of the population went into panic. Terrified citizens scrambled to evacuate their cities in droves. America had been easily tricked by very simple means. To amplify this response, those who are truly in power, not only our country, but all the countries on the planet, and who are the true purveyors of the depopulation process, have formulated the final stage of their sinister plan. In the year 2024, a global event will alter the course of mankind's future. The world will stand witness to a massive alien invasion. Thousands of projected holographic alien warships will blanket the skies, sending people into a global panic. Real military crafts within the holograms will inflict actual damage to the surrounding areas to sell the gimmick. And as a result of the ensuing human chaos, a one-world government will immediately form without any resistance from the people. They will be the new world order. Once this happens, we as a people will be doomed to enslavement and accelerated depopulation.
So I just saw a video with a preview to a movie being released in January 2023 called Left Behind, The Rise of the Antichrist. And if you guys have not checked out my 7-part series on understanding Lucifer, now's the time. They call it the Great Harvest. We call it the Apocalypse or Revelations. And it's time to choose a side, you guys. You either give into the evil, you stay in the middle, and all you're doing is focusing on it without being a part of it, or you turn back towards love, light, and God, Creator, however you need to get there.
When I'm approached by a Christian who says, Brother David, I'm just struggling so much. I can't get over this temptation. There's something in my nature that seems to be resisting God's goodness, and I just don't know what to do. I'll always ask them, how is your devotion to the Word? Well, I read it every now and then, but I'm not really consistent. You don't go to the doctor and say, Doctor, I feel terrible. I haven't been sleeping. I haven't been eating. I haven't been drinking water. I haven't been exercising. And I've just not been taking care of myself. And I feel terrible. What do you think I should do? He's going to look at you and say, hey, go home and do the basics first. And if the problem persists, then we'll call in the specialist. The problem is believers don't want to do the basics because they're spiritually lazy. We need the Word consistently.
$20 if you can tell me one Bible verse.
One Bible verse? One Bible. Matthew 9:23. I think it's anything is possible for him who believes.
Okay. All right. Anyone else?
I don't have any.
Okay. We're going to give it to you.
Thank you.
Good job. Thank you, man.
Unpopular truth. When it comes to the call into ministry, even though God can use anyone and anything he wants for any purpose and at any time, generally speaking, he chooses to not raise the lazy. Think about it. When God called David, he was tending sheep. When God called Moses, he was tending Jethro's flock. When God called Isaiah, he was serving in the temple. When God called Samuel, though he was resting, which isn't the same as laziness, he was serving under Eli. Elisha was working a field. Peter was running a fishing business. God does not promote or raise the lazy because he is looking for workers for the work of the kingdom.
There's no telling what could happen when you travel alone in the wilderness. In this footage from YouTuber Travazar, things definitely don't seem to go as planned. At the start of the video, we see the YouTuber traversing an icy tundra somewhere in Russia. Eventually, he approaches an old military vehicle known as a Kum. Wisely, he decides to take shelter in the vehicle for the night. However, it seems that there might be more than the bitter cold that he needs to be fearful of. Soon, he hears strange noises coming from the darkness. Using night vision, he manages to capture some footage of some sort of mysterious creature watching from the trees. Take a look at what he captured.
Get to that!
The creature's eyes glow brightly in the dim light of the camera. When it moves, it does so using its arms, much like an ape or a monkey. Based on the creature's appearance, it's been suggested that this could be a Yeti, the Asian cousin of North America's Bigfoot. The Yeti is usually described as a large bipedal creature with brown, grey or white hair. Some legends depict the Yeti with terrifying sharp teeth. These creatures have supposedly been sighted in China, Bhutan, India, Nepal, and yes, even Russia. Despite the remarkable footage, some viewers remain unconvinced that it is indeed a Yeti. They believe the video might be staged using a costume-wearing accomplice.
Get to that.
So what do you think? Is this really a genuine Yeti sighting? Or is it perhaps some other type of creature yet to be classified by modern science? Or is it all just a hoax? Take another look and judge for yourself.
Of course I want Bono to be saved, but I find him to be quite off-putting and quite the tool. Here he is. He's supposed to be a Christian, by the way. Here he is, dressed up as Mephisto, basically just the devil. Here he is again with devil horns. He's doing the Anjali Mudra prayer hands, right? He's got his eye in the triangle, the eye of Horus. He's doing the slam dunk version where he covers half his face, darkening one eye, doing the eye of Horus, one eye symbolism. He does the 666 eye of Horus. He does it again there, hanging out with Sting. He does it again there. 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 He's keeping the vow of silence about the biblical world and about fame, fortune, and success. Doing it again there. He's doing the Osiris Risen Freemasonry pose. Coexist, right? People need to come to Jesus, not bring all the false religions and satanic garbage from the world and combine it together into some big new world order. There's something with this, like, I have a few pictures where celebrities are holding lambs either on their shoulders or just holding them like this. And I've shown this before, right? There's something about the lambs. It's almost like its own little category. Like Seth Rogen, the Pope. I just thought I would point this out, brothers and sisters. A lot of people probably think Bono is a Christian, but I don't believe he is. He clearly does the signs and symbols of the Antichrist. God bless you, everyone.
Ovarian cancer, what stage?
Three.
Stage three. And so God's going to heal you, and you're not going to die from it. You're going to live to be a testimony. I'm proclaiming over you. You said what?
Pain
in the Amen. You stand behind her? So you got pain in your body from right now?
I'm just moving.
Okay, so watch this. It's going to leave you. Ovarian cancer, leave now. Now. I command the spirit to let you, there it goes, leave now. Now. You're healed.
Woo!
You're healed. We got you. All of it, go. Be healed now. I command that cancer, that tumor to leave now. Now.
Oh,
now. Let it, that's God. He's healing you right now. I told you he's gonna heal you. That's his power.
Can you hold that for me? You wanna rest your back now? God's healing you right now.
Watch it.
All of it, go, now. Out of her body right now. Right now, I said. I just need your whole reason to be healed now. Be healed. So, you said you had pain.
This is my bad case because I have it.
You don't have the pain anymore? Hold on, okay, hold on. So, what were you feeling when I was praying for that command and that cancer to leave your body?
I can't explain it. But I believe.
Well, I never touched you.
Well, I believe it. No, I never failed. Right. I can believe it. It was chill.
You got chill. So, I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to show you something. You said, I want you to. You're going to feel something right there. In that area. Just wait. Just wait. Because it's that tumor dissolving.
Yeah,
right,
right here.
It's dissolving right now.
What the?
It's dissolving.
Whoa.
It's dissolving. It's going to pass through you. It's going to leave you right now. All of it. Go.
Come, can I talk with you? What's your name?
Josh.
Josh, what's the problem, Josh? You suffer depression. You suffer depression. You shut yourself in your room and you don't want to talk to anyone. I see knocking on the door, you don't answer. And the devil's stealing from your life.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yep.
And you watch certain things on the internet. You watch like games or something, but it's very dark and demonic.
Yep.
And that has you in bondage. It's got you. It's got you chained. You're chained to this game. And the person who leads it on the other side is involved in witchcraft. And they have chained your soul to this game. So as much as you have tried to separate yourself from this game, you can't. It's spiritual. Okay? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
You're cursed. That's your problem. And that's why you're located tonight, because you're going to be set free. Okay? That's the power of God just blasted that out of you. What did you feel happen?
Just felt a rush come into me.
Yeah. You're free.
Doug, and I'm here with
Ginger. Hi.
Ginger, for some reason I blanked.
Dave.
Hi, Dave. And I'll let you shoot. Okay, so where's the pain?
My lower back.
Your lower back? And yeah. Out of 10, if like 10's the worst pain, what's your pain level?
I'd say about a 7.
About a 7, so it's pretty bad then, eh? Okay, so I'm going to pray for you and God's going to heal you right now. Ready, right? So, tendons, ligaments, and bones, be healed in the name of Jesus. Pain, I command you to go 100% right now. Away. There we go. Something's starting to happen. Can you feel that? What do you feel?
Actually, yeah.
What do you feel?
I feel the pain kind of moving up.
Yeah, and out. All the way out. I command you go 100% in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. There, something just happened right there. Okay, now I want you to test. Check it out.
You know what?
I don't think I'm going to do that.
What happened? Tell me the truth.
It doesn't really hurt it. Honest to God, it doesn't really hurt.
Honest to God, it doesn't hurt?
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
It is.
You know why that happened? That was Jesus saying, I love you and I'm real. Dave is going to get baptized and he's excited about that. Dave, is it your intention now to become a Jesus follower?
It is.
Okay. And so I'm going to baptize you, and when I baptize you, you're going to go down in the water. We're going to say, die with Christ, and we bring you up and say, rise with Christ. And I'm going to baptize you into the name of Jesus.
Okay.
All right? Okay. So, Amanda, do you want to film?
Sure.
Okay. Okay.
Wait.
So, maybe scoot up further, because I don't want to hit your head on this thing. Okay. So, I baptize you.
baptize you. I baptize you in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Die with Christ, all the way down. Rise with Christ. Woo!
Woo-hoo! Woo!
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, man.
Take me to you.